Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
One of the great minds in the NFL joining us right now live on Radio Row. Mike Holmgren joining us here on Dukes and Bell. And guys, you want to talk about offensive football? He knows it. He played it. I mean, he's coached some great players. And Mike, I want to bring this conversation to the air because we were having a conversation with Coach, and we're limited with time, but this is probably one of the most interesting things that we've been trying to pick the minds of coaches about.
Right. Coach Holmgren, you know Dan Quinn from your time up in Seattle. And we were just talking about those final 5 minutes or so of our Super Bowl 2 years ago, and you were just saying, boy, you should have won that game. And the situational awareness with the Shanahan. You actually asked Quinn a question we wanted to ask him.
Yeah, I was in the one of my jobs here, this is interviewing both head coaches and both coordinators at the time. So I interviewed Dan, then I went and interviewed Kyle, and I said, I knew his dad.
Right.
I said, hey, you're doing a great job. Does the head coach, and it was kind of made it as a little poke, you know.
Right.
Does the head coach ever come up to you and say, don't call that, you know, and he goes, no. I said, no, tell me the truth. And he can come over. Does he ever do that? He goes, he never does. He lets me do it, which is a strength. That's a good thing.
Right.
You know, because I was in a coordinator job once where all of a sudden I called a play. I didn't recognize it. Someone changed it. It was the head coach. So
His name was Bill Walsh.
Yeah, I didn't like that much. So then I'm doing the game, and Julio Jones catches that ball.
Right.
Right there. And I go,
right there.
I'm in the booth. I said, game over. Game's over. You know, run the ball three times, knock the clock down, kick the field goal. There's not enough time left, even for Tom Brady.
Two possession game.
Yeah, not even for Tom Brady. And then they didn't do that, and I was surprised. And I said, at the time, the head coach has a button.
Right.
You can kick on your head defensive coordinator or offensive coordinator. You can talk to him right away. That was one time, and Dan's a good coach. But that was one time his rule of not interfering,
right,
which I think was a rule he had. His rule of not interfering at that particular time, because he's in charge of the clock, at that time he should have pressed the button and said, Kyle, run the ball. Use all the time, run the ball. And I think
right,
you guys have probably gone to the Super Bowl.
Yeah, because that's the thing.
Or won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, as we said, you know, before talking with Coach Mike Holmgren here with us, and you're always a coach. Once you're a coach, you're always a coach.
Always.
Yeah, is, you know, the situational awareness, because Dan was taking over the defense. And at that point, much what the Patriots did to Kansas City 2 weeks ago, they just ran us out of gas. We were done. Very young defense. And maybe Dan was trying to rally the troops or focused on that, but mine was not on the big picture at that time.
Yeah, and that can happen. You got to be careful with that. That's when, look at it, when I was a head coach, I had a coordinator, but I also called the plays.
Right.
But also my responsibilities were game management. I knew, I compartmentalized it. Now, I didn't mess with the defense. The only time I'd mess with the defense, I pushed the button if I thought that we should get after more. They had a plan, and they were if they were worried about what I would think,
right,
about anything, I kind of wanted to relieve that from them, and I push them, go after them. If you want to go after them as much as you want to, I'm okay. And then that's it. I wouldn't talk to them anymore,
right,
because I had other responsibilities, and one of them is clock management and looking at there in the final 2 minutes, certainly, and saying, okay, how do we get this done?
Speaking of that, we're seeing coaches hire clock management assistants. You a fan of that?
No.
Why?
That's something they're paying me to do that. I'm going to do that. I've done it my whole life. I'm going to continue doing it. I had a guy that was – I'll tell you who I hired I hired a replay guy. Tell me if I should throw the flag.
Right. Right.
Okay?
Right.
Now, I had a replay guy. I think they bust me all the time on the radio. My percentage winning replays was maybe the lowest in the league. But I did hire that guy to tell me.
Yeah, to throw the flag.
Yes, yes.
To throw the flag.
Yes.
Coach Mike Holmgren with us. He's taken two teams to the Super Bowl. Seattle, of course, with the Steelers, and winning one with Brett Favre. We've only got a limited amount of time, but Joe Montana is one of our favorite subjects. Coaching Montana and Favre, diametrically opposed as far as how they approach the game, or very similar?
No, they were, first of all, great guys and very different styles.
Right.
I came into the league with Joe Montana, and he was his precision, and he was kind of an artist. He was just – his timing and his footwork and everything. He worked so hard on that. And his delivery is a very accurate thrower. I get Favre taking my system that I learned in San Francisco to Green Bay, and I get this young quarterback, Brett Favre, superbly talented And I'm running the same drills, trying to do the same stuff that I did with Joe, and it's not working. And I'm finally, I was smart enough to figure out, these guys are different.
Right.
So you have to do that. You can't just lock into a system. You have to be willing to adjust as a coach and say, this guy's skill, he can do most of the stuff, but he's not going to be good at this, so I'm not going to make him do that. I'm going to make him do this. And then I think that's when you have a coach and a quarterback trust each other. That's when you have the ability to make your team better.
Coach, it's always a pleasure. We know you got to run. Mm. We could sit here and talk all day because we love your mind.
I want to stay here because you guys have the best seat in the house. This is nice.
Yes,
right,
we do.
Well, let's ask one more question real quick. Who do you like? Everyone likes the Patriots, obviously, this weekend.
Yeah, I think probably that's a safe choice.
Right.
I think if Jared Goff can, if the game, if as a young quarterback, if he has the type of game that I think he's capable of doing, I think it's going to be a big high-scoring game, and it's going to come right down to the wire.
Coach, thank you so much. Glad to see you. You're feeling great. You're in great health. Continue to do your thing.
Thanks, guys.
I hope we get you on next during the season next year. Pick
there
your brain.
Go. There you go.
Thanks,
Mike Holmgren, guys.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.